It's Friday afternoon in downtown San Antonio, and a police officer brings in another PI, a public intoxicant. We're not able to use his name, but as he's being questioned, the handcuffs come off. He's wobbly on his feet and can barely converse. He's wearing a black T-shirt with the image of Mr. T and the words, "Shut up, fool." The police found Mr. T passed out at a bus stop. This is the sobering unit at the Roberto L. Jimenez MD Restoration Center, a publicly funded detoxification and substance abuse treatment facility. First, a medical tech checks Mr. T's blood alcohol level.
I need you to blow into this breathalyzer for me, please. You'll blow hard. Hard and fast. Perfect. That's really good. Thank you, sir.
Next, his blood pressure and other vitals are looked at. Then drug counselor Justin Johnson asked him to go lie down.
Just do me a favor, Bubba. Just take a little nap for me, and I'll let you call your brother or somebody come pick you up in a couple hours, okay? I just need you to sober up a little bit, man.
Can you call him?
I'll call him for you, but after you take a little nap first.
What's his number?
You're going to tell me that in a little bit. I don't know his number. You're going to have to tell me that.
I don't know his number. You don't know his number. We need to know his number.
Well, we'll figure that out. Once you take a little nap, I need you to sober up a little bit first.
The sobering unit is located on Frio Street, west of downtown San Antonio, between the homeless campus, Haven for Hope, and the Bexar County Magistrate's Court. The Restoration Center straddles two worlds, one of helping those struggling with addiction and dealing with the police. Mr. T could have been charged with public intoxication and taken to the magistrates and then to county jail. This would have been costly and time-consuming for the arresting officer, the court, and the jail. Officers say they appreciate having the option to take nonviolent public intoxicants to the sobering unit. That way they're here for less than 20 minutes, and then they are back on the beat. But Johnson says it's not only alcohol abuse that comes through that door.
We get our methamphetamines and our heroin users and pill poppers and stuff like that here as well. But primarily it's alcohol and kush.
Kush is the street name, along with K2 and spice, for synthetic cannabinoid, a cheap drug sold in cigarette form that's a favorite with many homeless. Its effects are unpredictable and dangerous. When the police bring in a kush user, Johnson says they are frequently in a zombie-like state, but can have violent outbursts.
We have seen an increase in the kush usage over the last couple of months.
Since opening in 2008, over 50,000 intoxicated individuals have been dropped off by the police. The Restoration Center says this is saving the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars.
Hold still so we can get your blood pressure, please.
You already did.
No.
Twice. No, you wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Look,
I pay attention.
Listen to me. You need to calm down a little bit, okay?
One after another, police officers drop off people who need to sober up. By Friday evening, the center is about half full. The sobering unit is basically one big bare room. For the men, there are 13 mattresses with clean white sheets spread out on the linoleum floor, arranged in two rows. This way, Johnson and the staff from behind the front desk constantly monitor the guests.
Keep them an eye shot, make sure that they're safe. You know, people are under the influence, they're not fighting with each other, fighting with staff.
And there are three beds to the side behind a curtain for the women who come in. Frequently, the room is full and it can get noisy.
Snoring and farting. Yep, we like snoring, then we know you're breathing.
There is a doctor and a nurse on site in case there is a medical emergency, and tonight there is one.
Sir, do you want to sit down here on this stretcher and check you out in the unit? So we can have some fun.
All right, I'm going to take it off your fingers.
Instead of the walk.
A homeless person who's been brought in for alcohol abuse went to lie down and began having severe chest pains. Paramedics were called, and he was taken to the emergency room. Had he been out on the street that night, who knows if anyone would have made that 911 call to save his life. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.